Welcome to the Transformative Virtual Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I am so excited to introduce to you the incredible Mr. Dan Fowler. Dan, why don't you take it from here?
All right. Thank you so much. I am Dan Fowler. I am known as the Imagination Engineer. That title was given to me by my clients in my media production company several years ago. They told me that I did something that other production companies didn't do, that I was able to jump into their heads, extract their ideas, and help them engineer them powerfully and profitably into the world long before that they were able to articulate them themselves. And so I was always wondered exactly what I did because it came naturally to me. So what I did was I tracked backwards on what my process was, and I wrote it all down, laid it all out, and realized that it was something that I could replicate, duplicate over and over again, as well as teach to other people. And so this whole concept that I did naturally turned into a system called Imagination Engineering, and has components of not only in the physical world, but also in the spiritual and etheric world too. And it goes along my curriculum that I teach in my big live events, which I'll mention in a few minutes, called Imagination IQ. The curriculum is how to manifest on demand in your business, your relationships, and your life. This is all about imagination engineering, going from ethereal to material. And a lot of entrepreneurs that I come across, and maybe you've seen this as well, are people who are so passionate about what they do and about the message that they bring, but a lot of it is still stuck up in their head. It's still stuck in the ethereal space. And they have a hard time building a bridge between the ethereal space and the material, this physical plane that we all find ourselves in, working, playing, making money, having relationships, having businesses, etc. And they get stuck. They don't know how to cross that river. And so my systems and the way in which I work with my clients is to help them go from ethereal to material and build that bridge across. Every bridge is different. Every model slightly customized because we are all unique. We're all one, but we're all unique as well. There are universal principles, but there are individual attributes that must be put into play for each and every one of us. So I teach my clients a variety of things. And the first thing I like to do is just demystify this whole thing of entrepreneurism, because I think it's gotten convoluted over the years. And I want to just kind of track back. Let's have a little history lesson. So back in the day, in the mid-1800s, the whole Industrial Revolution was starting to happen. And then this word entrepreneur started popping up in our vocabulary. And what I call this first range of entrepreneurs is Entrepreneur 1.0. Entrepreneur 1.0. These entrepreneurs are entrepreneurs who created things. They built widgets and gizmos and gadgets and, ships and buildings and you name it. Whatever it was, they were building commodities, building items. And so they were leveraging things. They were leveraging products to the public to sell. And that was known as, an entrepreneur. I'm going into business to sell things. Nothing wrong with that. We still sell things today. However, over time, this started to transition, started to shift into a new style of entrepreneur that blended products with something else, which is called information. We all have heard of the information age, and it actually started in the early 1950s after World War II, the information age, where there started to be the shift between selling only products and then all selling information along with products, or sometimes information by itself. So this is what I call Entrepreneur 2.0. Entrepreneur 2.0 is the leverager of information and products too, but mainly information is their entry point, and that has gone on for decades. And just here recently, in the early to mid-2000s, I've noticed, and the trends, you probably have seen this too, there's a shift going on, and it's still going on today. We're not completely all the way into this shift yet, but I call it Entrepreneur 3.0, because the information leveragers and peddlers and the product peddlers are coming against some blocks. There is less conversion out there in the email space, less conversion of normal marketing practices, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And people are scrambling, trying to figure out why isn't their information being peddled as effectively as it was before. And the reason is because we as consumers are evolving too. It's not just the marketplace, it's also the consumers that are evolving too. So we have to understand these concepts if we're going to ever bring an idea from our ether, from our head, into the world powerfully and profitably. It's not just follow the leader or, you know, monkey see, monkey do. We must create and be trailblazers in our own right and do this effectively through imagination. So Entrepreneur 3.0, though, is this transition into leveraging experiences. Leveraging experiences, it's super duper important. So if you're not leveraging experiences and you're only trying to leverage information or a product, you're going to fall short. You will make sales, but the consistencies of your sales will start going down, down, down over the next 5 to 10 years, guaranteed. There's no doubt in my mind about it, and many others agree with me on this, but experiences is all about it. You probably have heard a lot of people talking about or trying to convince themselves and others regarding the information, that your information has to be packaged in a story. Tell your story. Tell your story. How to tell your story. How to tell your business story. That's fantastic. However, it's lopsided. An experience is something, especially if you're the entrepreneur, trying to have an experience and leverage them with your potential clients, it must be about two stories. Your story and their story, the potential client story. You must be able to bridge the gap between your story and their story and show how they can intertwine together to create a brand new innovative story between you and a prospective client. This is about the engineering piece. This is about taking what is in your head, in your story, in your experiences, and leveraging them with other people's experiences and creating connective and relative points in between. This is a powerful, powerful thing that is not talked about a lot in the industry. Talk about your story only, and you're just blasting them, turns into just blasting them with information and not creating a connective resource between you and the prospective client. So let lay the groundwork there of all these entrepreneur stages, and now we're kind of transitioning into Entrepreneur 3.0. And the next level of entrepreneur, if they're wanting the massive success, they're going to need to be able to effectively leverage experiences, whether it's from the stage, whether it's online, whether it's in video, whether it's in your email copy, doesn't matter. It must be an experience for those that digest your information, your content. If it's just information, great. It's not a connective loyalty trust equity building apparatus if you aren't leveraging the experience part of it. So let's talk about that a little bit. This whole experience thing, when people and I ask people about experience, they're like, what does that mean to you? And they all say almost the same thing, just about. They say, well, it's how I feel about a certain situation. Feelings, my friends. It's not about benefits and features of what you do. It is not. Let me just say that again. It's not about benefits and features. Those are important and they are needed and they must be in the mix. However, it's not what we should be leading with. What we're leading with is how to take an idea from your head and bring it into the world is with these three words. What is possible? What is possible? This is the question you must answer with your idea. Like, my idea is going to, you know, save children from starving. Okay, so what's possible? Is it about saving children from starving? Absolutely, but how does the community, how do the kids themselves feel about being saved from hunger or from, you know, dirty water conditions or from just something in your backyard that's going on, that's happening in your own neighborhood? Whatever your idea is surrounding that you know you can solve a problem, you must talk about it in terms of what is possible. Let me say it a different way if that's a little too outside of your comfort zone. Think about it like this, about ideal outcomes. Ideal outcomes. So your idea, if it was manifested into the world perfectly and powerfully and exactly the way you envision it, what would be the ideal outcomes of your idea. What would those be? List those. Write those down. Use a whiteboard or write them on a notepad. Put it in your journal. Write them all down, all of these ideal outcomes. Okay? Once you've done that, then you can go back and associate that question of, you know, these are what's possible. If somebody asks you, hey, what's possible? Why should I even care about your idea? You can rattle off this list because these are ideal outcomes that your idea will generate. When you start doing this, you actually start bridging the gap in between the ethereal and the material. You start going across that river now. And other people, when you tell them this list and they ask you that question, why should I care? And, you know, what's possible with your idea? They start caring too. They start seeing the image in their head of your ideal outcomes. And then they start having an emotional connection to it, going, wow, that's powerful. Oh, wow, I can totally see that. Maybe you've heard this before. But maybe it was a fluke thing. This is something you can engineer in your daily experience, in your daily business experience, to be able to create connective relationships between people, experiences, information, knowledge, you name it, and of course products too. But they all must be from an emotional base. I'll say this from a sales perspective, since we're all talking business and entrepreneurism here. Everyone on this planet, every single person, makes a buying decision based on emotion first. Everyone, including you, including me, we make a decision to buy something on an emotional basis first. Do we feel connected to it? Do we feel connected to the deliverer? Do we connect it to the experience? And then, and only then, do we turn on the logic and back up that decision of emotional connectivity with logic. And guess what? That's where all the benefits and the features come into play. Too many entrepreneurs lead with their benefits and features. This is what my thing, my product, my information, my event does. No one cares what it does. They just want to know how it makes them feel. That's the first thing. If you can tap into their experience level, their experience connector, and their receptors for experience, which are emotions, then that can leverage into a quick and easy logical affirmation of, like, I made the right emotional decision. Yep, these are cool, awesome benefits and features. And that just seals the deal and puts the icing on the cake. Benefits and features seal the deal on the back end. Emotional connection to the experience seals it on the front end, opens the doors and the floodgates. So as you're going as an entrepreneur, as a business owner, and you've got these great ideas or these things, oh, I just wish I could do X, Y, Z. Well, you start writing down the what is possibles, the ideal outcomes, or it'll just stay in your head. It'll just stick there. I have this whole process called the seven pillars of the perfect business story. And the very first pillar is what is possible. Most of my entrepreneur clients have never heard something like this before, and it's foreign to them. But once they get into it, they see the power of it. I've had people use this system that make, you know, $100,000 on a proposal. Boom, right out of the gate. You know, they go from making nothing in their business to, you know, here's 100K or more. I've had people use this on a regular basis with proposals to companies for nonprofits to get money from them. It's a beautiful system that actually can translate into many different forms. It can be your script for your videos. You can use the seven pillars. What is possible is number one, one number one pillar. You can use it for live events. I actually use this system for my live events. I block my entire live event off of my own seven pillars of the perfect story, and it's designed to create experience and then back up those experiences with logical benefits and features. Powerful, powerful stuff. So if you're wanting to become an imagination engineer, like myself and like my students and like many others out there that are taking their ideas from the ether and then translating them into physical form, you must be able to answer the question of how your idea actually changes the physical form. If you're going to bring something into the world, it's going to have impact. So you must be able to tell other people what the impact will be, what the what is possible will be, those ideal outcomes. Very, very, very important. And the other thing too is don't make it a one-sided, lopsided deal. When you're telling your story, it's not just about you. If you're wanting to make an impact, that takes a community. That takes, you know, heard of the thing, it takes a village. Well, it does. It's not all about you. in order to bring your ideas into the world, you must be able to inspire, influence, and corral other people to jump on that experience and that cause with you. If you're not able to do that, it'll just be an idea that you're just the Lone Ranger out there with no Tonto at your side. Make sure that you take that into consideration. If you're speaking from the stage, if you're on webinars, if you're on anywhere, take into consideration not only your story, but other stories too. Talk to them as if you know what you're talking about, yes, but also that you know where they're at too. I've been there trying to go through coaches and trainers and teachers telling me about sales and marketing, and I've had lots of training here. However, I was never trained about creating the proper experience and leveraging that properly. So what we do at our big events, it's called Imagination IQ. I actually throw normal events on their head. So you probably have never gone to an event like this before, because we don't do it like any other event that I know of out there. We don't have uncomfortable hotel chairs. We don't have tables. We don't have any of that stuff. We bring in our own comfy couches, orange and purple and white comfy couches. We're in the round. We don't have stages because we don't believe in having somebody elevated above you and preaching at you from the pulpit. I think that's ridiculous. We're all the same. We're all here to learn from each other and be a connective and community force. So building trust equity is a powerful thing. So we create a different environment. We create a different experience of an event for people to not only have deep learning, but to also have deep relationships built within a 3-day span. We love this to death. And we create not only these great events, but this is how we work with clients too. We don't go, here's your marketing funnel and da-da-da-da-da. We can do that. We have lots of tech stuff with that stuff and a lot of tech background. However, we say, okay, these are available, but it doesn't mean that it's for you. And I'll leave you with this, guys. People, entrepreneurs in particular, especially ones that are starting out, they go to lots of events and they maybe jump into lots of programs and they buy lots of gizmos and gadgets. And the reason why is because somebody told them that their model is the end all be all. Use this model and you'll have instant success. Ever heard of that? I have. And it's not true. It's not true. The reason why it's not true is because the model that they are talking about, it wasn't designed for you. Let me say that again. The model that they are talking about was not designed for you. Remember what I said about you being unique in the beginning of my talk here? You are. You're extremely unique. There are universal principles, but you have unique customality that you bring to the equation. Somebody else's model, including mine, does not speak to that. So my whole job with Imagination Engineering and my whole process with Manifesting on Demand is not just to throw information at you and say, follow my lead and do exactly what I do. What I'm doing is teaching you how to create your own model. That is the powerful thing. That must happen. If I'm going to create or help be a process of influencing leaders, I can't just show them what I do. I can give those as examples. I'm going to give you not only the knowledge, the components, and the tools, but I'm going to give you the ability to create, to engineer your own model that worked specifically for you. I don't know if you've seen it, but there's a lot of programs out there, a lot of teachers, a lot of gurus, a lot of whatever. And I've gone to their events several times in a row because I do a lot of research on this. And I have found that they bring up the exact same people onto the stage for their big testimonials who have something great to say about their program. Why is this? Why don't I see new people on there? There should be like new success stories every single year, at least, right? Doesn't happen. And here's why. It's because most people's personality type is not like the gurus or the speakers or the educator. They are not like it. There's a few that are very, very similar in persona, the way they view the world, their perception of business and reality is very, very close to the teacher, coach, or guru. And therefore, they are able to use that model the most effectively that the guru was teaching. Everyone else has struggles with it. And what happens is that they get blamed for being, you know, lazy or not jumping into what they need to be doing, or they're just not stepping up. And that's total garbage. total garbage. And I just want to tell you and affirm you and encourage you that don't listen to that anymore. It's not your fault. You are a unique individual, and you must create a unique, powerful model that's customized to you. Find someone, find a mentor that can help you create your own powerful model that can engineer your ideas into the world powerfully and profitably. So if you want to know more about this, you can go to my website. It is theimaginationinstitute.com. See everything that we're up to. Love for you to come on there. And I'd also like to give you a free gift as well. We have a program called Dan's Decrees. And it's 52 weeks of video content that comes to you once a week. So you sign up and every week you're going to get a video right from me that talks about a topic that relates to your life, your business, your relationships, from gratitude all the way to how to fire a client. So every week you're going to get a video message from me. They range about, 10 minutes or so videos. Good little affirmations to start your week. And I want to give that to you for absolutely free. 52 weeks of my stuff. So you just need to go to Dan's, that's D-A-N-S, decrees.com. Dan'sDecrees.com. You can sign up there, watch the little trailer videos, read more about it, and sign up for absolutely nothing and free. And then you have access to all that great information. So I'm about end of my time here. So I want to just thank you for spending this last 20, 25 minutes here with me. Thank you so much. I love every entrepreneur out there because they have such a fire and such a passion for what they do. And I am here on this planet to create helpful guides and systems that they can actually customize, not follow, customize for your own use so you can maximize the potential and kinetic ability of your business, both business, relationship, life, financial, spiritual, emotional, all of it. You must be able to customize your life. We're told this, create our own lives, yet we fall into the trap of following everybody else's model or system. It's time to change that. Let's take ownership of it. You want true freedom. It is designed from a custom lab in your backyard, in the back of your mind. And hopefully today was a great reminder of that. Then you can start taking the next steps to becoming your own imagination engineer. I'm Dan Fowler, the Imagination Engineer. Blessings to y'all.
Well, that was, so sorry. All right, everybody. If you have a question or comment, push star 2. Star 2 will raise your hand in my system, and I can unmute you. And I am so sorry this system did not record this presentation.
Well, I just have to say, Tanya, that's... my phone is set up to record every outgoing call I make. So I actually did record it.
Yes. Perfect.
So I will pass that on to you and you can pass it on to your people.
Oh, perfect. Okay, great, everybody. So you're going to be able to listen to that over and over and over again. Oh, there's sometimes that technology. I know that never happens to you, right?
Oh my gosh, technology sometimes blows up in all of our faces. So it's all good. But hey, I believe in redundancy too, not just going and hoping for the best. So I've got it. We should be good.
Oh, yay. Oh my gosh, that is so great. All right, everyone. See, this is the kind of people that you have to hang around, everyone. They just have your back. So I am so excited for y'all to get to know Dan. I met him at an event not too long ago, and I was just like, wow, this guy knows so much. He does so many different things. He's doing a whole project for me for my YouTube channel so that people can click on a button and go see other areas of my websites and stuff. Just awesome. So reach out to him because he's got all kinds of facets of himself that he can transform himself into.
Yes, it's, those rotating doors sometimes. But, it all comes back to what I was talking about today. All of my skills. There's a skills, talents, and gifts. We all have those as entrepreneurs. And so my gift is to really extract imagination from people and their ideas, bring it powerfully and profitably in the world. And then the execution of that sometimes goes with all the technology and the skill sets.
Yeah, I love it.
Thank you so much for having me, Tanya. I appreciate it.
You bet you. So reach out to Dan, get to know him. And remember, if you're looking for a speaker for your next event, on your shows, whatever you're looking for, you can easily find them, everyone that you're listening to today, at publicspeakersassociation.com. Under our speaker search tab, we have a directory. So you just type in Dan, and his pretty fit picture pops up, and you can find all of his contact information right there as well. So it makes it easy.
Awesome.
All righty. Thank you, Dan, for being on today.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Take care.